It's Morning Edition from 90.5 WKAR. Good morning, I'm Scott Pohl. Being a Monday morning, it's Monday with the Mayor here on 90.5 WKAR. And of course, we say Monday with the Mayor, but not every local unit of government has a mayor. Today, we are featuring Heartland Township, which is led by Supervisor Bill Fountain. Good morning, Bill.
Welcome. Or it's great to be here.
Yeah, I should be welcoming you. That's how
exactly.
It works. All right. Now, Bill, frequently when our guest is from a township as opposed to a town, I'll confess I didn't know where Heartland Township is. I've got a general idea because it's you promote how centrally located you are between Detroit and Lansing and Flint and Ann Arbor. But what's that mean? Where is Heartland Township?
Heartland Township is in Livingston County. And it's probably 45 minutes or so directly east of where we are here at Michigan State University. If you know where US 23 and M59 meet, we're right at that intersection. That's where our township is.
All right. So the closest town people are almost certainly familiar with would be Brighton.
That's correct.
Is that right?
We're just north of Brighton, about 6 miles north.
All right. Is that where everybody goes to shop then? Or?
Well, actually, it's interesting in our area. There's several big cities in our area. To the east, we have Waterford, and to the north, we've got Fenton, and then to the west is Howell and Milford. So there's a lot of
choices.
Activity. Absolutely.
Do people choose to live there, at least in part, because of how easy it is to get to some major cities?
It is.
And yet not live in a major city?
Absolutely. We're right on two major traffic flows. So you can get to Toledo, Bay City, Lansing, and the other side of Detroit within an hour's drive. So we're a very commuter-based community, and a lot of people do have folks that maybe work at U of M, and then maybe a spouse works in Lansing. So it's centrally located.
All right. In the last minute we have for this first segment, tell me briefly about the form of government that is in charge in Heartland Township.
Well, in Heartland, we're a general law township, meaning there's a charter or general law. So that's our basis. We do have a full-time manager. Our board several years ago, about 10 years ago, decided to have a full-time manager. His name is James Wickman. He's been with us for that period of time. And it takes a lot of the day-to-day operations out of the how our network works at the township.
Okay, now I said you're in charge. Maybe he's in charge. Is that
well,
right?
Well, actually, there's seven board members total that are part of that. So it's not just one person makes all the decisions. But James runs the day-to-day operation on behalf of the board.
It's Monday with the Mayor, and again, when you have a township featured, there's no mayor. We have the supervisor of Heartland Township, Bill Fountain, with us. Again, good morning, Bill.
Good morning.
Thanks for being here. We talked a little bit about the geography earlier, and one thing we like to do on these segments is ask our guests to send us in advance at least one photo that they think is indicative of what life is like in their town or township. And so I wanted to alert our listeners that we've posted the photo you sent us to our Facebook page, but I wanted you to tell our listeners about that photo. What's going on in this picture?
Well, we pride ourselves in Heartland, being family-based, and actually our slogan is friendly by nature. So this picture is a park that we recently had a ribbon cutting for. And in that picture, you see a lot of young kids in a playground that we're real proud of. Right behind that, we built a pavilion that goes along with that. We've it's dog friendly. We've got a little doggy dish for fresh water and that type of thing. It's about a 100-acre parcel. It's called Settlers Park. And you'll see a bunch of bicyclists behind there, and it's a mountain biking group out of the Ann Arbor area that actually built a bike trail. That's for the more advanced type of people that want to have a little bit more of a challenge. So there you got to go over some stumps and through some wet areas and that type of thing. But it really shows what we try to achieve, and the schools are so important, and the families are so important to our area. So we were just proud to add another asset to our community with this park.
I'm glad you brought up the schools. You mentioned them in our earlier segment, too. Tell me about Heartland Consolidated Schools.
Well, Heartland, it's been a growing community for a long time, for about 20 years. It was just a sleepy little town, and when some of the infrastructure came in, especially US 23 and M59, two major crossways. I believe one has 40,000 cars and one's got 20,000 cars. A lot of commuters coming through our community. And the people that live in our community also take advantage of that. It's within an hour's drive to several locations, so a lot of families commute. And at the end of the day, it's a great place to raise a family as well. Our schools, I believe Heartland is right around the 25th biggest school in the state of Michigan. It's a very, very large district that was created years ago. And we're just proud to have that. Cheryl Stockwell Academy, which is a private school in our community, does very, very well. So I think Heartland just had the biggest class ever. They had 550 seniors just graduate. And we're just proud to be part of that, along with the Partners in Progress, which is the Chamber of Commerce, the library, the schools, and the township. We work very strongly together for our Friendly by Nature brand that we're trying to have our community be. And all these moving parts, from the businesses to the families and the township, we all work together to make our community better and something that, you know, people want to be part of.
Quite a bit of development in Heartland Township. Give me a couple of features of the development that's been underway and maybe is coming to Heartland Township.
Well, as we all know, back in the 2005 roughly era, construction, and as our economy changed, we had a lot of ready to go centers, developments, not too much infrastructure, but they were on the books. And as probably like a lot of other communities, we didn't have a lot of activity for probably 6 or 7 years. Well, that's all starting to change now. We have Imagine Theater, who is a large $15 million project right in the center of our community. They are under construction, hopefully going to open by this December. So that's just going to be a base for a lot of other
big movie
activity.
Theater.
A big, big movie theater, yes. Mm-hmm. And we're real happy with that. And then we have, right now we have 9 construction projects going on. We have everything from like a doggy care place to an electrical company to a senior care facility. And then on a local front, Mayberry Homes, who are based here in Lansing, they have a project that they're working on that's going to be a real welcome to our area as well. So there's a lot of activity. It's kind of was a sleepy town, but at the end of the day, it's becoming something real special, and that Friendly by Nature aspect is something that we want to really work for and make our community that special.
You know, we were talking earlier about how easy it is to get from Heartland Township to other places, Detroit, Ann Arbor, Flint, Lansing, Brighton, and so on. Some of the development you're talking about here seems as though it could lead to not having to go to those places to have something to do in Heartland Township.
Well, it's interesting. My wife and I moved to Heartland in 1993, and there was one little grocery store called Food Town. There was one pharmacy, and we had, I believe, 5 gas stations, and a big one called the Oasis. A lot of people remember Heartland of the Oasis, which was basically a truck stop, but they had great food, and it was kind of the thing people remember about Heartland. Well, a lot of that's gone now, and we actually have less gas stations today than we did back in 1993. But we have some real strong commercial. We have like a Target, we have Kroger, we have Myers, a new company that came in just now is called Rural King. Never heard of Rural King before. No. They weren't in Michigan, but it's really a great store, and their whole basis is around equestrian or horses. And they're doing a phenomenal business in our community. So we're rural, but yet we're kind of moving up in little things and getting some of the, we don't have to drive quite as far to get our groceries as we did 25 years ago.
One last real quick question in our last minute. What's maybe the biggest challenge you're facing in the township?
Well, our challenge is really, and I don't think Heartland's alone, is what's going to happen to brick and mortar retail as we go into the future. Our board and our planning commission have worked on several work sessions to start trying to get a pulse. Do we have too much commercial zoned? Do we not have enough? And as we go down the road here in the next 5 years, I think that's going to be a real challenge, not just for Heartland, but for a lot of communities. So I think we have to kind of look outside the box a little bit, try to figure out where we're going to head, and make sure that we're not, because it's not going to be the same. As we all know, the Amazon of the world is changing a lot of different ways we do business. And so it's going to be a challenge not only for ourselves, but I think we just need to be prepared.
Well, we've been talking with Heartland Township Supervisor Bill Fountain on today's edition of Monday with the Mayor. Bill, thank you so much for coming in. Good to meet you.
Thanks for having me.